I'm trying to do, just trying to circle back and see, if you guys had any.
Thank you for calling Assurance Builders. This is John.
Hey, John, this is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I'm actually just calling to follow up on an offer that we had sent you. It's looking like it was about maybe two and a half weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you had done with Business Development in 2014. Is that ringing a bell by chance?
Not for me. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, what was that?
Did you talk to somebody else in the office?
No, are you John Reuter?
I am.
Okay. No, I was actually just following up. The pre-approval was for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. It was just based off some good lending history you had in your DMB credit profile. I was just touching base with you guys and see if you had anything coming up this quarter, maybe looking to bring on some new equipment, or if you needed some additional capital for some projects you were looking to tackle here.
Not any equipment, so to speak, but do you guys just do general business lending, or?
Yeah, I mean, so with the working capital, it's actually a pretty fairly new lending tool, but it basically just frees up about anywhere from 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, and it's unsecured cash, so you can pretty much use it as much as you please with the business.
Okay.
Was there any projects you maybe had coming up here in the near future?
Well, I don't know. This is per project, or is it just working capital?
It's working capital. You can use it, I mean, forever you see fit. You wouldn't have to just necessarily use it for one project.
Because we're currently in an SBA loan, and I don't know if this is something that could supplement that and kind of repay that and get a better interest rate.
Yeah, that's actually what a lot of people use it for, almost kind of as a supplement to another loan, almost like a bridge loan to get them through a payroll or anything like that if they're on like net 30 or net 60 payrolls. But what was the current loan that you had?
The current loan is about 127 with the SBA.
Okay. How much of that have you used up?
It was 150, but currently the balance is about 127, and we've used about 80 of it up.
Oh, okay, so you've used up a little bit more than half of it?
Yeah.
And what was the rate that you had on that?
It's either 6 or 7.
Okay. Did they have you on like a daily pay or weekly?
We make monthly payments.
Monthly? Okay. Okay. And when did you take that loan out? How long ago was that?
It's just coming up on a year ago.
Okay, about a year ago. And are you just not happy with the rate? Are you not happy with the bank that you did it with?
Well, they've, and I don't know if you guys do that, they kind of collateralized our residence. So.
I see.
You know, that's something that's part of your plan as well, but.
Yeah, no, so see, with the working capital, it's completely unsecured, so there's no collateral. You don't have to put a down payment or anything like that up to get the loan. It's just going to be more based off of your top-line sales. Do you mind me asking what you did last year in sales?
Top-line sales. We came in just a little bit over
$900,000. Okay. And are you trending upward this year, kind of flatlining, downward?
We're a little bit better than that, you know, so.
Pushing maybe close to a million?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, so just based off of that alone, you, like I said, 10 to 15%, so we could probably free up anywhere from 90 to like 130K.
Okay.
And what's your credit like? Good, bad, somewhere
excellent.
In the middle? Excellent.
Yeah.
Upper, like mid-upper sevens?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
18 years,
okay. Yeah, so it's kind of our big three here that we look at is time in business, the credit score, and basically your sales, which sounds like all three of those you've hit in a really good category here. So you're definitely going to qualify for some of our better programs. Was the capital you were just looking to pay the loan off, or was there anything else you were maybe looking to do with that as well?
No, primarily, you know, once we get that loan paid off, it's going to, you know, give us the working capital we need just to continue doing what we're doing. So, you know, just kind of the extra payments or
mm-hmm.
interest on that is, and paying
yeah.
it off, obviously, is just money going, you know, you know, we put a showroom together and it's working, but now we're paying for it for sure, you know.
Okay. And was there a specific thing you guys specialize in? Is it a certain category in the industry, or are you just all over the place?
I'm sorry, say it again, Tyler.
Is there a specific part of the industry that you guys specialize in?
Yeah, we're general contractor, where we do kitchen and baths.
Kitchen and bath. Okay.
Yeah, and remodeling.
Okay. So, how'd you guys get into that business?
Well, my dad was in as a contractor, and then I
passed
kind of fell into that as well. And
passed down.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So did your dad start it about...
No, I started it, and then my wife joined me, so we're partners in the business as well.
Okay. Are you 50-50?
Yep.
Okay, 50-50 partners. Okay. Perfect. I mean, it sounds like you're going to qualify here for some of our better programs here. If you'd like, I could pass you over to my senior rep here, and he can just go in a little bit more detail as to what you could be qualified for and what we can do here for you, if you don't mind holding just 1 second.
Well, I'm in the middle of getting some materials for a project. Can you email me something and we can talk to him again? Or
yeah, what's a good email for you?
It's John, J-O-H-N.
J-O-H. Okay.
Assurance Builders, A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Builders,
okay.
With an S.
Builders.com.
And then Deb does it handles the financing and things like that, so we'll need to include her on what potential options are there.
Okay. Does she have a separate email as well?
It's D Reuter. D R E U T E R.
D R E U
T E R.
Okay.
At assurancebuilders.com.
Okay. I will. I'll send you guys over both an email, just kind of summarizing the offer that we had sent you, and with the whole approval process here. It's just the one-page application. It's about six. It's going to be 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. Once we get that, we can usually give you an answer here within about 24 hours for what programs and rates you will qualify for, and we can kind of go from there. What's a good day to maybe follow up with you? Because I know it's Friday here, so.
Yeah. So probably maybe Thursday of next week. So,
okay.
So say again, 6 months of what?
Of your most recent bank statements. It'll be listed in the email that I send you.
Okay.
Good. And my direct line will be there as well. So if you guys have any other questions, or if anything comes up before then, you can email me or just call me back there, and either me or my senior rep Sam can answer those for you.
Okay. Very good.
Thursday morning or afternoon going to work best for you?
Let me see here. Why don't we just say morning? You're in California?
Yeah, we're here in San Diego, so.
San Diego, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe around 9 o'clock?
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Perfect. All right, John, enjoy your weekend, and we'll be in touch here next week sometime.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.